Brain Freeze, Joe Biden Mixes Up Wife Jill with His Sister. By Joshua Kaplan on March 3, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden, D., confused his wife, former Second Lady Dr. Jill Biden, for his sister, Valerie, in his Super Tuesday speech in Los Angeles, California. The incident is one of several gaffes that the former vice president has made in recent weeks. It's a good night and it seems to be getting even better. Biden, 77, began in his remarks to a raucous crowd of supporters. They don't call it Super Tuesday for nothing. Biden then grabbed his wife's hand and introduced her as his sister, saying, "This is my little sister Valerie and I'm Jill's husband." After realizing the two were on opposite sides, he acknowledged the embarrassing mix-up. "Oh no, they switched on me. This is my wife, this is my sister, they switched on me," he then explained. The gaffe comes after Biden screwed up a quote from the Declaration of Independence during a speech in Texas on Monday. Moments later, the White House candidate urged his supporters to vote for him on Super Thursday. Last week, Biden mistakenly declared himself a candidate for the Senate, admitted that he was never arrested in South Africa while visiting Nelson Mandela in South Africa in the 1970s. Earlier Tuesday, Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, notched Super Tuesday wins as polls closed in East Coast states' primary elections. Based on CNN and NBC News projections, Biden is expected to win North Carolina, Virginia, Oklahoma, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Minnesota. Arkansas holds 31 pledged delegates, Oklahoma has 37, Alabama holds 52, Tennessee has 63, Minnesota holds 75, Virginia carries 99, and North Carolina has 110. Sanders should secure a win in his home state of Vermont, which Vermont carries 16 pledged delegates, as well as Colorado, which holds 67. Former New York City Mike Bloomberg secured a win in the territory of American Samoa, which has 6 delegates. There are 8 of the 14 states and 1 U.S. territory that headed to the polls Tuesday in races that will help choose the Democratic nominee to face President Donald Trump in the November general election. The UPI contributed to this report.